And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations. The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, All the Room in the World, was written by Marion Voigt and is presented as a tribute to the work of the New York Herald Tribune's Fresh Air Fund. In the summer, in the country, there's all the room in the world for children to grow in. There are beaches and meadows across which they can run. There are trees with angled branches where they can sit and listen to the world proclaim itself.
Cheerio! Cheerio! Hello, Cardinal! Bob, Bob White? Bob White? I'm Shirley. Shirley? 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 And I know you, Bob White.
In the summer, in the city, there's not so much room. Space is a luxury of the rich in the city. And uptown, downtown, New York's poor side streets are full of a din and a clamor that drowns out any quiet voice. Room to grow in? You'd have to hunt hard for it, as the steps, sidewalks, and streets themselves clog up with restless, breathless humanity, seeking somewhere a wisp of air, a moment of forgetfulness. The curbs are lined with derelict cars, old bedsprings, trash. Small wonder a driver, backing a car into one of those streets for a turn, hardly notices one more odd parking.
Be careful, dear, that fruit cart.
Yeah, I'm watching it, Mary. It's those boys.
Hey, stop! Look out for that cart! The kid is a kid in it!
Rather, child!
You crazy fool if you kill that kid!
No. Oh, no. No, I stopped. Mary, look. The wheels are only a foot away from that carton. But what's a kid doing in there?
Ralph, is it all right? Is there a child in there?
Oh, that's what I'm trying to find out right now. Believe me, if there is, I'm going to give him what for.
Little girl!
Now, you listen here, youngster. Out of there, and out of there fast. I'll teach you never to pull a stunt like this again.
Oh, Ralph, she's terrified. Don't be so cross.
For pity's sake, Mary, it's for her own good. Now, don't you ever hide in a carton like that again, young lady.
It wasn't anybody's box. I just wanted to sit.
Just wanted to sit? So why pick the street? You want to sit? Sit on the steps like everybody else or in a chair in a house.
I want to sit by myself.
By yourself?
Oh, but surely there's someplace better than this. Surely at home. At home. Oh, Ralph.
All right. All right, let's go, Mary. Car's just standing there, and this heat's enough to fry our brains. Come on.
Ralph.
Ralph, what? We've done all we can do, haven't we? There's nothing on earth to do. Let's go.
Out in the country, Shirley Greenberg sits in the angled branches of a tree, and lost in the lazy swoon of summer, hardly hears when her mother calls.
Shirley? Oh, Shirley!
Honestly, Sam, what are you going to do about that child?
Well, do we really need to do anything about her, Hannah?
Now, I never saw a child grow like she's been growing since we came out here. There she comes, skinning down a tree. I guess she did hear you.
Don't believe it. Look, she's picking up a butterfly net and starting out after something. Another specimen.
Yeah. The child's a natural-born scientist.
Natural-born pack rat. Collecting everything that's loose. Butterflies, stones, and frogs. Sure, he could do with another child around. She's alone too much. Doing nothing but collect.
Ah, you let the mess worry you too much.
I'm not really worrying. It's only... Sam, sometimes on a day like this, don't you get the feeling that we ought to share, too? Some of all this goodness. The air, the hills, the sunshine.
What are you driving at, Anna?
I saw Mrs. McGinnis in the village this morning. She told me she's taking a fresh air child this summer.
A fresh air child?
Sam, you grew up in New York as well as I did. You know about the fresh air.
Yeah, half a dozen kids on my block got their only taste of the country on fresh air vacations. I was lucky having Uncle Nate up in Orangeburg. But, Hannah, listen to...
Why not? We have the big spare room.
Yeah, I know, but look, is this your idea of somebody to play with Shirley, Hannah? Some of those city kids are tough, you know, they crack
your
head.
Were the kids that went from your block monsters or anything? The fresh air fund doesn't send delinquents. They send children just like our Shirley, only not so fortunate. Children that have just caught up by accident in the heat and misery of the slums.
Honey, listen to...
Mommy!
Hey, what's the matter? What's up, child?
My bracelet, Daddy. I almost lost it. The catch caught on a branch. Oh, Daddy, can you fix it?
Well, now, I wouldn't be surprised. No need to look so upset. Afraid you'd forget you were Shirley Greenberg if you lost this label off your wrist.
Oh, Daddy, don't be silly. It's just nice to have something with your own name on it. Can you fix this?
Sure I can. But right now, let's all go in for lunch, huh? Now that you're finally here, Miss Labels of 1955.
I like labels. I have everything labeled. All my butterflies and rocks. Oh, dear, on account of that bracelet, I missed that monarch I was after. I've got to go back right away.
You do not have to go back right away. You're staying for lunch, young lady. Now, come along. Sam.
Yes?
What we were talking about. Can I go ahead and put in our application?
The application?
I'd like to, Sam. Mostly because I'd like to do something for somebody who hasn't had our good fortune. But partly...
Well, you're the one who bear the brunt of it, Hannah. If you want to do it...
What? What is it? Why won't someone tell me why?
We're going to see about having a visitor for a couple of weeks, Shirley. Someone for you to play with.
To play with? Who? Not Cousin Morris, please. He doesn't know anything about butterflies or anything. Not some goon who doesn't know anything about collecting. Please.
Collecting isn't everything, Shirley. Maybe with our visitor, you'll find out you have things to give. And that giving is pleasure, too. I'm glad you said yes, Sam. Now, let's eat lunch.
In the city, the heat still lies like a muffling blanket. Along the side streets where the broken-down tenements run like a terrible decay, the steps are more crowded than ever before. The fire escapes are clotted with people. In an uptown apartment, the heat is still oppressive, but at least there is a little quiet and space.
Oh, well, you home at last, Mary?
Hello, darling. Ah... Not so bad in here.
Well, it's bad enough. Where were you, anyway?
Oh, Ralph, it isn't bad in here. You just don't know. I saw that little girl again, and, oh, darling, if you knew what it was like where she lives.
Little girl? What little girl?
Well, the little girl in the box. The one that wanted to sit by herself.
Well, for Pete's sake, Mary. How'd you happen to run into her again?
Well, I was walking past that street, and I saw her. Backed up against a wall next to a garbage can. I found out her name. Carmela Perez. She's the middle one of five children. Five children, a mother and a father, and they all live in one room. Not as big as this living room, Ralph. Only one window.
How on earth did you find out all that?
I went to see where she lived for myself and talked to her mother.
What?
And her mother's a good person, Ralph. Worried crazy about things happening like almost did that day with the car. But she can't keep all the children in that one room all the time. The father's a porter, working nights most of the time. He's trying to get something better so they can move to two rooms, but... Oh, Ralph, in the meantime...
In the meantime, what can we do, Mary? Except be sorry.
There is something, and I've already done it, Ralph. That's why I was so late. I went down to the Fresh Air Fund offices of the Herald Tribune building, and I told them they had to send Carmela to the country. What? All three of the older children, if possible. Carmela chiefly, and without any question.
You told them they had to, huh?
Well, you know what I mean. Oh, they were wonderful. Hmm. They took down all the information. They'll investigate as they always do and get a recommendation from Mrs. Perez Church. But, oh, they didn't seem to think there'd be any hitch. Oh, I feel so much better.
Well, I must say, it is a pretty darn good idea. Fresh air vacation for the kid, out on some farm. Where she'll get some good food, too.
Ralph, I contributed $25 to the Fresh Air Fund, too, for Carmela's traveling expenses.
25? I thought we were saving for a weekend on the island.
We were, but... Or do we need a weekend as badly as Carmela needs 2 weeks? Somebody's going to open their home to her and feed her and take care of her. Is 25 so much?
Well... No. I guess not. I guess you did right, Mary.
Oh. I hope she goes to nice people, Ralph. People will know what it means to need room to sit by oneself.
Mary wasn't really worried. She knew that the same impulses that moved her filled the hearts of everyone connected with the Fresh Air Fund, all those who gave money and time, all those who opened their hearts and their homes to the needy children of the city. When the escort from the Fresh Air Fund walked down the station platform in upstate New York, leading Carmela Perez by the hand, Hannah Greenberg knelt at once to the frightened look on the thin little face.
It's all right, dear. We're going to be great friends. Here, take my hand now. And this is Shirley, who's been looking forward to your visit so much.
Shirley Linda Greenberg. That's my whole name. See? Here it is on my bracelet. What's your name?
What's my name?
Yes, of course. Your whole full name.
I... Perez.
Your whole name. My goodness, you know it, don't you?
Of course she does, Shirley, and so do we. It's Carmela. Now come, Shirley. Carmela. Father's waiting in the car to take us home.
And so the visit begins. Hannah Greenberg is a woman with an understanding heart. She isn't troubled that Carmela sits silent beside her all the way to the farm, walks silently beside her into the house, silently upstairs after her into one of the sunny bedrooms.
And this will be your room, Carmela. Would you like to unpack your things now?
Such a big room. My goodness, this room isn't so big. Hurry up and unpack so you can come see my collection. Do you like to collect things?
Collect?
Shirley, suppose you take Carmela outside after she's unpacked. I think she'll find that more interesting right now.
Well, come on, Carmela. Don't just stand there with your back against the house.
So much green. And nobody around.
Daddy's down in the orchard. Come on. What would you like to do?
What would I like to do?
Yes, of course. Would you like to walk through the orchard and see the new trees?
The new trees?
Oh, come on. Come on. There are the new trees up ahead where Father's spraying.
Real apples. Right on the trees.
Well, sure. Didn't you ever see apples growing before? Hey, plenty of windfalls. Macintosh, too. Here's a good one. What's the matter? Don't you like apples?
Like them?
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, then take one for Pete's sake. Just pick one up off the ground.
Just pick one up?
It's all... What is it? What's the matter?
Something flew at me and hit me.
Something... Holy smokes! A monarch! I don't have my net. Oh, darn it all. Look, there it goes.
Oh, beautiful monarch.
What?
What was it?
What was it?
A butterfly, silly.
My goodness, a butterfly brushed against you and... and you screamed.
A butterfly.
Yeah. I thought maybe you'd like to collect them with me, but I guess not. What do we do now? Walk some more? Or just go home?
A child's patience with a strange child is shorter than an adult's. This, too, Hannah Greenberg knew, and brought the timid stranger into the kitchen with her while she prepared dinner. Time would ease her fears, Hannah was sure. Later that evening, before putting them to bed, she asked the children to join her in a prayer.
O God, creator of the universe and father of all mankind.
O God, creator of the universe and father of all mankind.
Grant us peace throughout the night.
Grant us peace throughout the night.
And in the morning.
And in the morning.
And raise us again in peace to a new day of life.
And raise us again in peace to a new day of life.
Amen.
Amen.
Then she tucked Carmela into bed in the cool bedroom, kissed her goodnight, and tiptoed out.
Good night, Carmela. Sleep tight.
Good night.
All right, Shirley. I'm coming to put you in now.
All right, Mom. I'm all undressed.
Cop in, then. Carmela's all tucked in by now.
Carmela. She's a Puerto Rican, isn't she?
You think too much about labels, Shirley. And they don't belong on people. Carmela's parents were born in Puerto Rico, just as Daddy and I were born in Poland. But we're all Americans.
Well, Carmela's a kind of a nothing all the same.
A nothing? Shirley, no.
Well, it's true. She hardly knows what her own name is. She doesn't know what she wants to do. She doesn't know anything.
It's just that Carmela's still shy here. Shy about speaking up.
Oh,
because...
man.
Oh, good heavens.
Please.
Carmela, what is it, my dear?
Something I don't know.
Oh, hush now. There's nothing to be frightened of. Look, Carmela, I'll sit on the bed here beside you till you fall asleep. Would you like that?
But then you'll go away.
Well, later, yes. I have to go to bed too, you know.
And then I'll be all alone again, all alone in here.
Is that what frightened you, being alone?
I was never in a room all alone in all my life before.
Never in a room alone?
No, never. And I thought I'd like it, but I don't. I can't even think who I am.
So Hannah made up a cot for the child in her room that night, and watched with a growing pain in her heart the next day and the next as Carmela dogged her like a shadow or stood backed against the house, still a city child, lost in the space of a country. And then, in a sudden shift...
Mom! Mommy! Look at Carmela! Look!
Oh, what is it? What's up? Oh, for heaven's sake.
All of a sudden, she just started to run. Look at her racing down the hill. Now just running in circles. My gosh, is she crazy or something?
No, not crazy. Just discovering freedom at last. Maybe now everything will be all right.
But Hannah spoke too soon. As Carmela had panicked outside freedom, now she panicked within it, running, racing in a kind of frenzy all that day, all the next. And Hannah worried for both children, the wild one and her own, watching in wonder and then shrugging in what almost seemed like contempt. But still she could only wait and hope.
Well, lunch ready, Hannah?
Yes, I'm just waiting for the girls.
Oh?
Oh, Sam, nothing's working out as I dreamed it might. I knew whatever child we had visit us might find life strange here at first, but well, then I had visions of Shirley and the child learning to know each other and learning from their differences.
Yeah, well...
But I guess when a child has been cramped up and underprivileged as Carmela's been, it's There's too much to hope that she can be anything but a wild thing when she's suddenly released into freedom.
Yeah, well, she'll have had 2 weeks of good food, fresh air, and exercise.
Yes, but I'd hope for something more.
Mommy! Oh,
that's Shirley. Yes, here we are, Shirley.
Oh, Mommy, the most terrible thing. What will I do?
Shirley, you hurt?
Oh, no, I'm all right. I lost my bracelet, my identification bracelet. Really lost it this time.
Well, if that's all that's bothering you, honey.
That's all. I love that bracelet. And now it's gone.
I'm awfully sorry, Shirley. But if you don't find it, you can get another.
Another won't be the same.
Yes, it will. Now stop being so tragic and go wash up for lunch. Have you any idea where Carmela is?
Me? Golly, no. Oh, Mommy.
Now go off with you.
Oh, all right. But gee, gosh.
Well, I guess maybe I'd better go out and look for Carmela.
Now, wait a minute. Look, here she comes now. At a dead run.
A chance to run. That's all we've done for her, Sam. Given her a chance to run for a while before she goes back to the cage.
Here she is.
Well, Carmela, you look pleased about something.
I, Carmela Perez.
Yeah, what is it?
I, Carmela Perez, I have found it.
Why, Carmela... It looks like...
Look, it's Shirley's bracelet. You found it, Carmela?
I found it.
What is it? What's happened?
Look, Shirley.
Wait, it's my bracelet. Oh, Carmela, how wonderful. Where did you find it? How?
I, Carmela Perez, all alone in a field, I saw it shining on the ground, and I brought it to you. I, Carmela Perez.
It takes a little room around one to really find out who one is. It takes space and aloneness. Then a chance to join again with the others, sure of one's name and that it stands for something. That night, after dinner, as the radio played in the kitchen, Carmela suddenly started to dance. Shirley watched, every hint of contempt gone from her face. That night, Shirley said,
"My goodness, Carmela Perez, I wish you'd teach me to dance even half as good as that."
And Carmela smiled shyly as she sat quietly now, sure of herself. Carmela Perez.
It was awfully smart of you to find my bracelet, too. You know what? If it didn't have my name on it, I'd give it to you. It would look nice on your arm when you're dancing.
And you know something, Shirley? You have a good idea there. We'll get Carmela a bracelet just like yours, only with her name on it. Would you like that, Carmela?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Tomorrow, then, first thing. But right now, time for bed. I'm off with both of you. The cot's all made up in my room, Carmela.
The cot? Mrs. Greenberg, if it's all right with you,
I... Yes, Carmela? Something wrong?
Oh, no. Nothing's wrong. Nothing at all. I just thought you wouldn't mind.
Yes.
I wouldn't mind going back to the big room and sleeping alone tonight. I don't think I'd be scared at all.
The country has many gifts for children. Sunshine, fresh air, and room to grow in. Sunshine, fresh air, good food nourish bodies that grow thin and warped without them. Space can nourish the spirit, giving it room to find itself. Strength to stand then among others, unashamed, unafraid. Each year, thanks to the Fresh Air Fund, over 12,000 boys and girls go from the cramped, hot confines of New York City to receive all of those gifts. And the children in the country who entertain them and get to know them grow too, learning that in this world there's room for all kinds of people to live together in mutual giving and receiving. There's all the room in God's world. If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take pleasure in presenting Mr. Daniel G. Ross of New York City, civic and philanthropic leader and chairman of the National Planning Committee of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, Mr. Ross.
There is no more pathetic sight than a helpless child, for we recognize in children all the innocent suffering of victims caught in circumstances beyond their control. Children carry no responsibility for the evils of the world into which they were born. Yet many of them are denied the precious opportunity of developing into happy, self-respecting adults who will be able to occupy a rightful place in society. Today's Eternal Light story showed how parents who are able to provide the best in material comfort and future prospects for their child discover that the advantages their own child took for granted would provide unbelievable happiness for another. They also discovered that they could give their daughter yet another and even greater gift, the gift of sharing. It is a strange but true paradox commented upon for ages, that an act of charity, which is in itself both virtuous and dutiful, profits the giver as much as the receiver. The parents in today's story wanted to help an underprivileged child, but instead of serving one end, they served two, for they gave their own child an equally valuable gift by teaching her the love of sharing and the joy in giving. The Fresh Air Program and other such enterprises, which do so much to ensure a healthy younger generation, merit our enthusiastic devotion. On the international scene, we have a similar obligation. In a recent treatise, General David Sarnoff wisely urged that we build an all-out political offensive to win the Cold War. May I supplement his thoughts by pointing out that in addition to a governmental agency for the coordination of Cold War strategy, vast private funds and even public funds should be allocated for the furthering of goodwill among men, with particular emphasis upon the young. The more community center activities we support, the more fresh air programs we have, and the more international student exchange groups we foster, the greater will be our understanding and respect for one another. Only mutual understanding can create human brotherhood. Only human brotherhood can lead to world peace.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. Our Eternal Light drama today, All the Room in the World, was written by Marion Voigt and is presented as a tribute to the work of the New York Herald Tribune's Fresh Air Fund. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Ellen Spencer, Pamela Fitzmaurice, Ellen Muir, Judith Parrish, John Harvey, and Scott Tennyson. The narrator was Norman Rose. This is Mel Brandt. The music was written by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Roy Shield. This has been an NBC Radio Network production directed by Daniel Sutter. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America.
This is the NBC Radio Network.